There's a buzz swirling at the College of Idaho this week that hasn't existed there in 37 years. Last week, the school in Caldwell played and won its first football game since 1977. The Yotes beat Pacific University. Tomorrow, the college will play its first home game of the season. We spoke with the College of Idaho president, Marvin Henberg, about the sport and its role at the small private school. We started our conversation by asking him why the institution did away with football nearly four decades ago. Henberg says the decision to do so had a lot to do with the growth of another program in the Treasure Valley.
For years, when Boise State was a junior college, we benefited getting a lot of junior college transfers to the program. Governor Otter was one of those transfers, in fact. When Boise State went to a four-year school and then started building up their program, there just wasn't a niche for it here, and I think it became hard to recruit, and the college had fallen on tough economic times, and so a decision was made to do away with it.
What do you expect football to add to your college that has not existed in the last 40 or so years?
Let's face it, football, for better or for worse, is a cultural phenomenon like no other. And it gives us a defined homecoming, which was always hard to build around other sports, worthy as they are. It brings the community much closer. I mean, the excitement in Caldwell and Canyon County is palpable. People, they've snapped up the season tickets. We sold out in the first 2 hours and had to add additional season tickets and things. So I just think it bonds the community. Not incidentally, it also is an economic bonus to the community. You know, we've got all these players from Eastern Oregon and Southern Oregon and Carroll College. Their families travel too, and they come down here and they stay in motels, and people are excited for that too.
I think it's interesting to hear a school president who just added football to say, for better or worse, football is a major force in American society today. You adding football comes at a time when top-level collegiate athletics have been criticized for really completely abandoning the amateur model that they were built on. Does the timing of adding football program or a football program at your school concern you, considering what some of the discussions are in higher education about college athletics?
Well, it does concern me, but first of all, I would say small college athletics is a model unto itself. You know, it's students first, academically gifted young men who maybe be a couple sizes too small to play in Division I, but want to play the game for four more years, but get an education first. And that's exactly the kind of student we're appealing to. Our football players have exactly the same academic profile as the rest of the student body, and we've got the best academic profile in the state. So I would first point out that there's a difference between Division I sports in its scholar-athlete model and our model.
I'm wondering, as I listen to your answer to that question, do you think that perhaps there is an appetite greater than before in small college athletics because of what is happening at the top level?
You know, it might be. I do think people like it. You know, you watch a small college game, you don't see any of the acting out or showboating. You don't see names of the players on the back of the uniforms. Everybody's a team. It's refreshing. I mean, I was so proud of our team when we scored over at Pacific. Our quarterback, T.J. Gordon, scored three touchdowns. He got in the end zone, and he ran over and very gracefully handed the ball to the officials and ran off the field. You know, that's the way it ought to be. It should be about the team and about sportsmanship and about respect for one's opponent, and those values really are in small college sports. I'm not saying they're not in Division I. You know, some Division I programs are really good about that, but a lot of them are not. So I do think there's a respect for the game that I really like. It's in all our sports, not just football.
Perhaps the most important question of our conversation, Dr. Henberg, after Saturday's game, will the Yotes be 2-0?
I certainly hope so. I think we've got every reason to expect they might be, you know. I can tell you this. We are going to play hard and give them a game. We proved that last weekend.
That's Marvin Henberg, the president of College of Idaho. His school's brand-new football team will take on Montana Western tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in Caldwell.